Hi there. Welcome to The Law of the Future, the podcast hosted by Dennis Hilleman, international expert on technology and law. Join Dennis as he dives deep into the latest developments in the ever-changing world of technology and law. You'll hear his insights, his stories, and get access to his latest published articles all for free. Plus, join the Law of the Future community at www.lawofthefuture.club and stay up to date with the latest news and trends in technology and law. So, don't miss out on this unique opportunity, and let's kick off with the new episode of the Law of the Future.
Welcome everyone to the new episode of the Law of the Future podcast, your go-to source for discussions on the intersection of law and technology. I'm your host, and AI very much interested in the latest AI developments. This podcast is part of the Law of the Future community, which you can find at www.lawofthefuture.club. In today's episode, we will be reviewing an insightful article written by Dennis Hilleman, a partner at the international law firm Field Fisher in Germany, posted on Medium. The link to the full article can be found in the show notes. The title of Dennis's article is "The Moral and Legal Dilemma of AI-Generated Legal Advice, a Call for Regulatory Intervention." In this piece, Dennis explores the challenges and potential solutions for addressing the use of generative AI, like OpenAI's Chat, in providing legal guidance without supervision. We have an AI narrator who will read the article for us, and I will be discussing parts of it at intervals to provide some background and additional thoughts. So let's get started.
I, a lawyer working in the field of public law and technology, have seen how powerful artificial intelligence AI can be in various sectors. AI has had numerous advantages, but it has also created moral and legal problems that need to be addressed without hesitation. A prime example of this is the utilization of generative AI, such as OpenAI's Chat, being applied to offer legal guidance without any supervised regulation.
Let's pause here for a moment. So, as Dennis points out, AI has transformed various sectors with its many advantages. But, as with any powerful technology, it raises concerns, especially when it comes to providing legal guidance without proper supervision. As we dive deeper into the article, we'll learn more about the issues surrounding AI-generated legal advice and the potential regulatory interventions that could help address these concerns. Let's continue.
Lance Elliott wrote in a recent Forbes article about the troubling trend of people utilizing generative AI to produce legal language, making it seem as though an attorney has been hired. Elliott, 2023. This not only has major implications for corporations and faith in professional legal advice, but also calls into question if regulators should make it illegal for generative AI to give counsel at all.
It's important to note the potential consequences of using AI-generated legal advice. When people use AI to craft legal language, it may appear as if a real attorney was involved, which can be misleading and have significant implications for businesses and public trust in legal services. This raises the question of whether regulators should ban AI-generated legal counsel altogether. While I understand the concerns, completely banning it might be counterproductive. Let's hear more about the challenges and potential solutions.
The importance of trust in legal advice. The field of law has been built on trust for centuries. Those seeking legal assistance must be able to rely on attorneys, judges, and other professionals to put their needs first. To quote the famous 16th century jurist Sir Edward Coke, "Everyone's home is like their castle and fortress, shielding them from harm and distress." Coke, 1628. The attorney-client relationship serves as an anchor in a stormy sea of potential danger or unfairness. Yet, the introduction of generative AI has the potential to put people's trust in their legal advisors at risk. Upon taking a computer-generated legal advice, people may be unaware of the risks or flaws associated with it. Moreover, there is no assurance that the AI-generated suggestion would be beneficial for its client, and there is no accountability of the AI if anything goes wrong.
Trust is indeed the foundation of the legal profession. When people seek legal advice, they need to be confident that their attorney will act in their best interest. The use of AI-generated legal advice could undermine this trust, as people may not be aware of the risks or inaccuracies associated with it. Additionally, there's a lack of accountability for AI-generated advice, which is a major concern. Let's hear what Dennis suggests for potential regulatory interventions.
Need for regulatory intervention. Given the potential risks and possible benefits of using generative AI to provide legal advice, there is a stark dilemma between providing consumers with personalized legal counsel or allowing for the rapid development of potentially predictive AI technology. On one hand, prohibiting AI-generated legal advice altogether would ensure that clients continue to receive human-driven counsel that takes into account their unique circumstances and best interests. It would also preserve the trust in the attorney-client relationship and maintain the integrity of the legal profession. On the other hand, implementing strict regulations governing the use of AI in legal advice could allow us to take advantage of AI's potential while still preserving human involvement and accountability. Another approach is to implement strict regulations governing the use of AI in legal advice, such as requiring AI-generated advice to be reviewed and approved by a licensed attorney before being provided to clients. This would strike a balance between leveraging the benefits of AI technology and preserving the essential elements of trust and accountability in legal practice. But AI might disrupt a lot of businesses. Is it really okay to protect the legal sector through regulatory actions? After all, legal advice through AI might eventually become more accurate, faster, and cheaper than the advice of human attorneys.
This is a valid point. While regulating AI in the legal sector might seem like the best course of action, it's crucial to consider the potential benefits that AI can bring, such as more accurate, faster, and cost-effective legal advice. It's a complex issue, and finding the right balance between regulation and innovation is key. Let's hear some potential solutions that Dennis proposes.
Potential solutions to tackle the moral and legal matters that arise from generative AI in the legal sector. Representatives of the law, tech world, and regulatory entities must work together to come up with comprehensive solutions. Ideas worth considering include 1. Establishing industry-wide standards for AI-generated legal advice, including accuracy thresholds, transparency requirements, and mechanisms for addressing inaccuracies or disputes. 2. Developing educational initiatives to inform the public about the limitations and potential risks of relying on AI-generated legal advice, thereby promoting informed decision-making. 3. Encouraging law firms and legal professionals to adopt responsible AI practices, such as implementing internal guidelines and oversight mechanisms for the use of AI in their practice. The emergence of AI-generated legal advice brings with it both advantages and difficulties for the legal field. While this technology has the potential to revolutionize the way attorneys provide their services, we must not neglect the necessary trustworthiness, responsibility, and professionalism integral to practicing law. As a lawyer, I strongly suggest that regulators intervene in order to deal with the moral and legal problems linked to automated legal counsel. By taking proactive measures to lay out clear rules and support responsible AI utilization, we can reap the benefits of AI without compromising either the repute of our profession or the confidence of those who rely on us for guidance.
It seems that a collaborative approach is needed to address the challenges posed by AI-generated legal advice. By working together, representatives from the legal, tech, and regulatory worlds can develop comprehensive and effective solutions that balance innovation with the necessary trust and accountability in the legal profession. These potential solutions seem like a step in the right direction, ensuring that AI can be harnessed for the benefit of all without undermining the foundations of the legal profession. That brings us to the end of today's episode. Thank you for joining me in exploring the moral and legal dilemmas of AI-generated legal advice and the need for regulatory intervention. I encourage you all to follow Dennis Hilleman on Medium, connect with him on LinkedIn, and join the Law of the Future community at www.lawofthefuture.club to continue the conversation.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode. If you want to keep up to date with technology and law, connect with Dennis on LinkedIn. Share your thoughts and reach out to him. See you in the next episode.